guys, welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Do you ever feel like money just isn't enough? No matter how hard you work, as soon as that paycheck is in your hand, it's gone again. You might tell yourself, ugh, if only I made more money. But maybe it's not about the amount of money you're making. Maybe it's about the way that you're managing the money you've already got. Don't go anywhere, because today we're going to be talking about how to live within your means.
Hello, Pop.
You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is...
Okay. Hey, guys, welcome back.
So this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, he helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of... Wait, no, daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to...
Mormon Channel Daily. For as long as I can remember, our church leaders have advised us to save, budget, and live within our means. We've constantly been encouraged to avoid debt and credit cards and to be smart with the money that we have. For most of us, budgeting may be something that we've never done and don't know where to start. But just like anything else, being financially savvy takes learning, applying, and discipline. It's important that we learn how to manage our money instead of letting it manage us. You might have some questions about what it actually means to live within your means. Living within your means means that what you spend each month is less than or at least equal to the amount of money that you're bringing in. And while it sounds easier said than done, the truth is that we do have resources available to us, like credit cards, loans, savings, that might allow us to spend more than we should. And we might say, oh, it's okay, I've got this money, I've saved up this money, or I have this credit card. But in reality, that money is not yours. That's money that you're saving aside for the future. That's money that belongs to a bank. You're going to have to pay it back, and that lifestyle just won't be sustainable to you. Eventually, you'll start to get behind, and everything will just pile up, and you'll find yourself in a hole that you can't get out of. But it's okay. No one expects you to just know how to be financially smart. It takes experience. It takes discipline. It takes practice. You can start today and set goals to help you and your family avoid debt and plan for a better future. So where do you start? You can start by first figuring out how much you're making. Figure out your income. If your spouse works as well, get together and calculate what the both of you are making every paycheck, and then calculate how much you're making monthly. Next, you're going to need to make a list of all of your bills. Some bills will be due at the beginning of the month, while other bills will be due at the end of the month, so make sure to write down their due dates as well. And I would also recommend writing down your spendings aside from your bills. You know, things like groceries, gas, shopping, or eating out. And once you have this list, you'll be able to see where you're at and where you need to be. And it might be a bit of an eye-opener for you, but it's a great way to start. Once you've figured out what your income is, then you can focus on your spending and how to fit your spending within your income. Financial changes aren't about going from 0 to 100 all at once. Sometimes it might be minor changes, like not buying lunch every day at work, or not having the premium Netflix subscription that costs $5 more. It's in the little things that can add up. If you're not sure if you're spending more than you're earning, then you can try something called backwards budgeting. Write down your income and then start subtracting the expenses that you're paying each month. If you end up with a negative number, that means that you're spending too much. One of the ways that we can feel like we have more money than we actually do is by having a credit card. And trust me, I'm totally guilty of this. Credit cards just give us access to money, but we need to understand that that money isn't ours. It's borrowed money, and we're going to have to pay it back. Using credit cards is not living within your means. So when you're planning out your budget and writing your income, don't include credit cards. There's a reason that our church leaders have asked us to avoid credit cards, and it's because they give us an unrealistic vision or expectation of something that isn't really there. And if it's not managed properly, it can lead us to financial destruction. One of the things that my dad also taught me when I did get a credit card was to always have the amount that I was going to spend on it already with me. This means that I already had that money in cash, but in order to build my credit, I could use my credit card and then immediately pay it off because I already had that money with me. I wasn't borrowing it. Stop relying on your credit cards as a way to make ends meet. Elder Robert D. Hales told of a story during conference about when he was a newlywed. He was in the Air Force, and because of his obligations to the military, he wasn't able to come home for Christmas. And he says that when he did get home, he wanted to buy his wife something special. And he saw a beautiful dress on a store window and told his wife that if she liked it, he would buy it for her. So they both went into the store, and Mary, his wife, went in and tried it on. And while he was waiting, he saw the employee bring the dress back and put it back on the hanger. And he asked his wife, you know, why she wasn't getting the dress or what happened. And she told him that although it was a beautiful dress, that they just couldn't afford it. Elder Hales then says, whenever we want to experience or possess something that will impact us or our resources, we may want to ask ourselves, is this benefit temporary or will it have eternal value and significance? It is important that we keep this in mind. Is what we're buying benefiting me in a temporal way, or does it have an eternal significance, an eternal value? Sometimes we can get so caught up with the things that we don't have. We look at our neighbors, we look at our friends, we look at bloggers online, and they might have things that we don't have. We need to resist the pressure to have the same material things that the people around us have. I remember hearing this saying a long time ago that goes something along the lines of, people buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't know. Do not try to live this lifestyle that you can't afford or buy things that you have to get into debt for just to impress someone or to try to live at the same level as someone else. Live within your means. Live in a way that won't cause you financial harm. Make sure that you learn to manage your money before it manages you. If you're wondering where all your money's going, sit down, write it all out. It may not be that you just don't make enough. It might just be that you're not using it efficiently. Thank you guys for tuning in today. Let me know what you thought about today's episode by leaving us a comment. And remember, you can tune in every Monday through Friday for a daily dose of inspiration.